This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 2 hours and some change away from Donald Trump tickets going on sale for the Bismarck Event Center, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference event that is coming up before you know it, 2 weeks from Thursday. Mr. Trump will be here, and I have a couple of tips for you on how to get to tickets, because they'll go fast. We know that, right? I mean, look at how fast a 20,000-seat arena sells out for Garth Brooks now. Blake Shelton soon. Florida-Georgia line. You know, these tickets really go fast. So we'll give you some tips in a moment coming up on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil Can, great Facebook page they have as well. One of my resources for different stories that are happening throughout the day. Always check out North Dakota Oil Can, and a couple of neat stories out there, which are nice. So check those out. And so anyway, that's coming up in a moment. What else did I want to tell you about? Governor Dalrymple will be on the program exactly 1 hour from now. Governor Jack Dalrymple, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, last week issuing instructions for the state agencies on their budget guidelines for the 2017-2019 biennium, and it requires some additional belt tightening. So we'll talk with the governor about that. Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, the vice president for public affairs, will be here for another You, Mary Monday coming up on the program, too. So we have that. Busy week. Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow with Wayne Stengem, North Dakota governor. The governor's candidates gathered in Crosby, North Dakota, over the weekend. I have some notes on that we can talk about today, some interesting questions. I like this in a debate, because sometimes reporters just ask reporter questions, right? And there's something that is sort of gnawing at the candidates that never gets asked, that just bugs them to the point of distraction. You know, they're sitting there in their campaign meetings going, why doesn't he ever get asked this? So the candidates had a chance to ask each other questions at that Crosby debate, and we have that for you. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. So, Wayne Stengem will be here tomorrow. More of your questions, welcome for him on the Talk Radio Town Hall, doing those weekly counting down to Election Day, including debates, by the way. Debates with the lieutenant governor candidates, Prince Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, running with Doug Burgum, and Nicole Pullman, the senator and a teacher from Bismarck, running with Wayne Stengem. So those two will be part of our Talk Radio Town Hall debates as well, and the candidates themselves, and then the candidates debate at the end, and then you go vote. Simple as that, June 14th. We're going to talk on Wednesday. Oh, we have Kirsten Baszler as well on Tuesday. Talk about the whole change on Common Core. Welcome your questions for all of these candidates. In advance, if you like. If you think of a question right now, just lay it on me. Go ahead. Catherine Lopez will be here on Wednesday. She's a senior fellow at the National Review Institute. She's been writing lately about genocide, about things that are happening at the hands of ISIS. I mean, we know ISIS, you know, the bad guys, right? But she's going to tell you about what they're doing and where they are doing it related to members of ISIS killing people for one thing, that they are Christians. Because of their belief in God, because they have a Christian faith, they are being killed. And you don't hear a lot about it. Might you hear about a car bombing here or car bombing, you know, bad things by ISIS, but you don't hear that there is a genocide going on over the Christian faith of people at the hands of ISIS. I don't know why it's not more of an issue in this presidential debate. race or in Congress, but we're going to get you some facts. Thursday we'll be in Carrington for another of our top 10 town visits, and then Watford City, one of our all-time favorites, coming up on the program. All right, so first of all, let me give you the tips on how to get yourself some tickets for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is coming to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and Ron Ness and the entire team could have just said, if you want a ticket, buy a conference registration, come to the conference, which, of course, is, you know, 3.5 days worth of activities. They didn't do that. They have arranged with the event center to have a venue accommodate this in the middle of their already very busy convention, and there is only a $30 charge for this. Now, some people have asked me, well, I don't get that. Why is it? Why do I have to pay? Well, you're actually getting a bargain, because there was one way you could have to pay, and that's buy a conference ticket, and, you know, you get the VIP seating. I think they have a few of those left. Or if you just want to see Donald Trump, you can buy this $30 ticket to attend the conference. But he's coming for the conference to talk about oil and gas production. So it isn't a typical rally, but it's still a neat deal for North Dakota that you're able to go and see him and everything else. So now here's the scoop. If you want to enhance your chances of getting one of these tickets, they go on sale at 11:30 today. 11:30 today, okay? You can go to a couple of places. You can actually physically go to the Bismarck Event Center box office. Or you can call them, and I'll give you the number for them in a minute. Just get a pen. They have more tickets. There's some tickets on Ticketmaster, but there's more tickets with the Bismarck Event Center. And if you're looking to enhance your chance, where do I start? What do I do? That's what you do. Okay? You go there. And actually be there. Here's the telephone number. Bismarck Event Center box office. 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. So, go to the Bismarck Event Center box office. Call the Bismarck Event Center box office at 800-745-3000. Or go to Ticketmaster.com, 11:30 today. Special session pass for the Donald Trump address, 1 p.m. May 26th. That's a Thursday at the Bismarck Event Center. And the tickets go on sale today at 11:30 Central Time. Okay? Now you know what I know. Little extra tip there. We'll remind you a couple of times because that'll be going throughout the show today. I'm hoping Donald Trump can come with an answer to this question, and maybe you can beat him to this question. Have you been watching anything about the Alberta wildfire? It's absolutely amazing. I mean, that one picture, I don't know if you've seen it, of the firefighters walking through a community that looks like, you know, Chernobyl or, you know, Japan after the bombings post Pearl Harbor. It's unbelievable. It is really just flat out unbelievable what's happened there. And, of course, it is a huge area that it is encompassed, right? So what is it, like 397,000 some odd acres now? 90,000 people have been evacuated. This has been pretty incredible. So, question for you. Okay? And by the way, the fire as of yesterday morning was just over the 398,000 acres I just mentioned. But the officials are now saying they expect the fire to double in size to nearly 500,000 acres of land. Here's the question. We have the smartest audience on the face of the earth. I'll bet you could beat Donald Trump to this answer. But I want him to hear this stat when he comes and talk about it. What do you think the carbon footprint is for that fire? What is the carbon footprint from that fire? Compare 500,000 acres on fire and the impacts from it to our power plants. I mean, how many power plants do you think we have to close just to match what Mother Nature just did? Right? Mother Nature just did. It puts into perspective this insanity that we're being fed by the feds. It really does. Funny, I haven't heard this discussion on the national news, though. Have you? If you have, you can cheat and answer this question a little quicker than anybody. Now, here's how you answer the question and all questions on What's on Your Mind. The show called What's on Your Mind because we want to prove to you that's how bad we want to know what's on your mind. It's the name of the show. Call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And as your mouth is watering, thinking about some tangy summer sausage or some of my favorite bacon, that great ham you probably had for Mom's Day, you can call 800-228-0550, and before you know it, you'll be on the air. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So the fires and the impact they're having, I'd like your take on that. Also, I want to talk about North Carolina. We haven't talked about bathroom laws, but guess what? North Carolina under attack. North Dakota could soon be under attack from the federal government. Same topic.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color, options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department too in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department too. Call Tanya for your service. 701-444-2341.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you paying attention to what's going on in North Carolina? I have to admit, I haven't really been drilling down on the details of it other than being disgusted that the federal government is now saying, you know, North Carolina, you don't get to decide. Your citizens, the elected legislators who pass laws, you're peasants. You're idiots. You're morons. You're imbeciles. We know better, and let us just take over here. What the federal government is doing to North Carolina, everybody needs to pay attention to. All right? First of all, what is federal, you know, you wouldn't know this from most of the media reporting on this, but what is the actual law that they've recently passed? First of all, they're saying government buildings, schools, universities, highway rest stops. That's it. They're talking about bathrooms that essentially they control in government, taxpayer-funded facilities, okay? So government buildings, schools, universities, highway rest stops. Does not apply to anyone in the private sector, okay? Target, do whatever you want to do with your bathroom and anybody else. And the ruling also says the government should make bathroom laws for anyone in the private sector. Sounds like it makes pretty good sense to me. It says in the areas we control, let's take universities as an example. I couldn't go to school at the University of North Carolina and say, I feel like a girl today. I'm going to go in the girls' locker room. I'll be showering with the girls today. Thank you very much. Hello? Is that not common sense? You've got to be kidding me. So that's the law. First of all, that's what the fight is over. All right? Follow with me so far? Now, the law passes and the federal government has now, in fact, the deadline is tonight, passed some emergency measure to stop enforcement of North Carolina's new law that I just described. Which, again, says in those bathrooms, you have to use the gender on your birth certificate. The Justice Department says the law violates the federal civil rights. The Federal Civil Rights Act, and is threatening to cut off billions of dollars in federal funds if the state refuses to comply. Pat McCrory is the governor of North Carolina. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Listen to the latest now on how the federal government is handling this. This is, to me, staggering.
Private sector. That's up to the private sector. What I've asked for, I asked for Friday, was an extension. They gave the ninth largest state in the United States, the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, 3 working days to respond to a pretty complex letter and to a pretty big threat. Well, we don't think 3 working days is enough to respond to such a threat from a...
Did they respond to your request for an extension?
Yes. They said no, unless we will give you a 1-week extension if the governor admits publicly that the ruling, that their language regarding bathrooms does, in fact, discriminate. Well, I'm not going to publicly announce that something discriminates, which is agreeing with their letter, because we're really talking about a letter in which they're trying to define gender identity. And there is no clear identification or a definition of gender identity. It's the federal government being a bully. It's making law. It's in by their interpretation.
You asked for an extension of a week. They right. said no. Right. I've got a copy of the letter, too. And
This is unbelievable. You hear that? This is federal government. First of all, saying 3 days, respond or you're done and we're taking away all these billions of dollars. A common legal courtesy is to grant an extension if you're in the middle of trying to respond to something. No. Well, yeah, we'll do it if you admit you're discriminating. This is the federal government. Now, I equate that with some things that are going on in Clean Power Plan as an example. What they're trying to do. Go back to my question on how much carbon footprint is coming from this fire. They ought to be, suing Canada for wrecking, the carbon footprint of the United States over Alberta fires rather than this stupidity. This is how out of control the federal government is. That to me is absolutely chilling. Now, if you think this is only about North Carolina's battle, right? You think, let them fight it out. It's kind of dumb, kind of bad, which it isn't. Because if they get their way in this case, guess what? Same law applies here. Same law applies here. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Basically, what they're trying to do is change the 1964 civil rights law. The federal law uses the term sex, and Congress does not define sex as including gender identity, but they want to change that. That's what they'll do, which would mean in every state in the union, President Obama and his team will get their way. And by the way, I wondered how this started in North Carolina, dug into this a little bit. The liberal Democrats are the ones pushing for the bathroom laws. mean, they're the ones that think we need these laws. They think this is a problem, trying to take it on. And, of course, companies are leaving North Carolina, my favorite being PayPal. PayPal, by the way, says, we're out of here. We're canceling a project that is, I forget, 400 jobs in an operation center or something like that because of this law that the citizens asked their legislators to pass and the governor to sign. PayPal does business in Sudan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, now lecturing North Carolina because some folks in the legislature think a man who's a man ought to use the restroom that's on the, you know, the name on the door. Same thing for women and schools and junior highs and high schools. We're talking about upending a basic norm that stood for decades in the United States of America, the Obama administration trying to undo that. So here's what you need to know. This directly from the governor of North Carolina. This is not just in North Carolina, he says. They are ordering this to every company in the United States of America starting tomorrow. Every university in the United States of America. Here's your law. That's what they're doing. I don't think, I didn't at least, think this was anything other than a fight over North Carolina. It's a much bigger fight than that. Started by liberal Democrats who think that our bathroom laws are discriminating right now, that our civil rights laws need to change. This is what the activists have cooked up. A problem, solution in search of a problem, I guess. I'm flabbergasted by it. Absolutely flabbergasted. Here's what really, and maybe I'm alone, so I ask. If that law comes, when I say that law, what the federal government wants in the way of a law, that anything goes in these bathrooms and locker rooms in the name of inclusion. What do you make of that? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Here's the thing I think is missing from the whole debate. We've not talked a lot about it on this show. But I'm not even talking about somebody that might be in a transgender mode, okay? I'm talking about somebody looking to exploit it, right? Well, I identify as a woman, so therefore I'm going to shower with the women today. I mean, that's the worry. That's why this matters, doesn't it? You tell me. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, call time till the top of the hour. So your chance to get your 2 cents in on anything and everything this morning. I've been talking about Donald Trump tickets going on sale at 11:30 and North Carolina bathroom laws and the governor's debate over the weekend. Anybody at the governor's debate? I'd love to hear from you if you were there. Get your take on that. I was not. Just saw coverage of it. Saw some news clips and watched it. We're rounding up a couple of clips to play for you here today. But if you were there, I'd love to get your take on it. 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache is, of course, home to the Apache sprayer. And I tell you what, folks, when you buy anything, but certainly something of a sizable investment like a sprayer, you want the best. You want quality. You want the least downtime. You want the best resale value. Get it all. My Plains Apache. They're not some other sprayer company, by the way. They're the sprayer company the other ones talk about. It's been a windy spring, and the drift, always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system. There you go. More of the best. So you select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. See what I'm talking about? ET Ag Center has that 50,000 sprayer part set up in each of their locations. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, more. They got it all. They're at 1701 East Side Court, basically across the road from Bonanza and Manda on exit 60 Frontier south of Fargo. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. A couple texters came in earlier. Who cares about the carbon footprint? What the carbon footprint is from the fire? Well, you should care, because it right now is the intent of the federal government and the EPA to shut down a coal plant in North Dakota, or plants, to raise your electricity rates, to make your electricity less reliable because they're concerned about the footprint. What are we getting the footprint from a 500,000-acre fire? That's the footprint we ought to worry about. The point is Mother Nature does far worse than anything the coal industry can do. Meanwhile, the coal industry is getting better every day and investing billions in technology. That's why you care. It's hypocrisy. You don't hear about it. How many states have this transgender bathroom law? I don't know how many have done that. I don't. But it's a handful, I think, that have at least started talking about it, debating it, whatever. Chip in Wapaton, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, I got an idea on the North Carolina thing. I've been thinking about it regards to Obamacare for a while. Go ahead and disregard the federal law. Then when they shut off your funds, sue them, because they've set a precedent of not enforcing federal laws with Colorado and the marijuana and with the sanctuary cities and all that. You just sue them and win based on that.
Discrimination of how they're deciding what to enforce, huh?
Yeah, it's selective enforcement. If Obama likes a law, we enforce it. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't enforce it.
Well, if they win on this bathroom law in North Carolina, it's coming to a rest stop near you. And private companies, everybody. It's the federal government saying, we'll tell you what you can do with your bathroom. That is absolutely nuts. That's
do the
crazy.
Same thing with the EPA, with the EPA problem. Screw them. Just do your thing. And when you get sued by the federal government, countersue them with the fact that they're selectively enforcing laws.
Yeah, I like it. We'll run that by a couple of legal beagles. Appreciate the call. Well, that caller's gone. We want to talk about the Alberta fire. Wonder if they think it matters. Crystal emails here. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, 258-0550. Our telephone number's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Crystal emails, I was a criminal justice major, and there are studies that indicate that sexual offenders have the highest recidivism rate. This is scary because if the federal government wins, our kids are in danger of possibly being molested in bathrooms. That's not right. Who are we trying to make a stand for? Why not just make their own bathroom? We have family bathrooms. It would take out some of the possibilities of our children being in danger. This is what bugs me about the whole thing. It's not even about the Bruce Jenner problem, okay? It's not even about, Bruce Jenner who says, I was a boy, now I'm a girl. All right. I don't think Bruce Jenner is going in there to get his jollies or to sexually offend some child. But you can't tell me there aren't going to be people who are, as you say, sexual offenders who already have a tendency to reoffend at a high rate that we need to watch to make it easier for them to do that, to make it more of the norm. Couldn't agree anymore. Now, what I worry about in the family bathroom thing is that, okay, everybody has to put a family bathroom in, companies, businesses, everything else, or, so now you add a bunch of extra expense. That's the one concern there. Appreciate the email, Crystal. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I think there is one threshold on what the federal government would do. And did I see a 15-person? And here it is. This is, again, the governor of North Carolina, McCrory. This order, this letter by the Justice Department, is saying that every company in the United States of America that has over 15 employees are going to have to abide by the federal government's regulations on bathrooms. So now the federal government is going to tell almost every private sector company in the United States who can and cannot come into their bathrooms, their restrooms, their shower facilities for their employees. And they're also telling every university in the United States of America, this is not just North Carolina. They are now telling every university that accepts federal funding that boys who may think they're a girl can go into a girl's locker room or a restroom or shower facility. And by the way, taking a state to court, giving them 3 days to respond, to threaten them, to bully them. They're going to pull all the funds away if they don't do this. When they say, can we have more time to respond? Sure, we'll give you a week if you admit this is discrimination. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your federal government doing this. I mean, I hear this and I go, oh, I just shake my head like, am I hearing this? When I say that, what I just said, but every company in the United States of America with over 15 employees, if this ultimately is successful, which their deadline's 5 o'clock tonight, so we're going to find out who wins, where it's at. I imagine what will happen is judge is either going to say, hold this up and we got to have a trial or something. I don't know. I don't think it just ends today, but the legal battle has begun. But they get their way. Any company over 50 employees mandated to abide by the federal government regulations on bathrooms. Locker rooms, shower facilities in universities. Now, unable to say, no, you're not in, and no, you're in, they have to say. What do you think when you hear that? Bert in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I'm just calling regarding this transgender in North Carolina. Here's another classic example of the Obama administration trying to fundamentally change this country. And if the Republican establishment can't get behind, they should be getting on the mic and telling the American people what's trying to be rammed down our throats once again and going after them to put a stop to this. But will we hear anything out of them regarding this? Will they give any pushback or will they say anything about it?
Yeah, I want to fight on it. I want somebody speaking out on it. I couldn't agree anymore. This, you know,
because here it is, and they have some controls here, and put up the fight, and let it be publicly known what this federal government is trying to do, and have to put up fight on it. But will they do that? Or now are they too worried about not being invited to a transgender cocktail party or what?
I mean, we are talking about such a small amount of people affected by this. Not that that
exactly.
would, if it was a legitimate offense, one we wouldn't want to consider. But I think this is much more about we're going to shove our agenda right square down your throat, Bert, than it is a problem that needs to be fixed.
Absolutely. That's all it is. And they have to, at what point in time do they do the fight and say, we are not going to allow you to do this? And everybody get together behind North Carolina and its government or governor and say, we're not going to allow this.
I think North Carolina needs more support, I honestly do, given what I now know that I didn't know until I heard the governor say that, you know, that this would apply to every state. It's amazing. So I'm glad you're concerned. Tom, you're on the road listening on what's on your mind, so let's find out what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I wonder if this is just there's quite a few of delicately, but there are quite a few Muslims in his administration, and Muslims have no respect for women. And so this is really a slam on no respect for our wives, our mothers, daughters. There's no respect for them. And it's come up that he is or isn't a Muslim, but that's beside. But his administration is pushing a Muslim type disrespect toward women.
But how does that connect to the bathroom law?
Oh, well, the same. Well, if you've got a transgender, if you've got someone that disrespects, it's really protecting women. And if you're, well, I don't know. I guess you're right. I guess there's not a real connection there. It's all, I guess mostly it is, it's disrespecting women. I guess it doesn't have to do with Muslims. I'm sorry. But it is disrespecting women and not protecting them like we should.
Well, it's certainly not protecting them like we should. To open this up for bathrooms, you're absolutely right there. Where, again, where are the women's groups? Is it, wait a minute. You're going to allow this in the, you know, wait just a darn minute. Tom, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I don't think it's racial at all. I think it's just plain stupid is what I think. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petroserve USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petroserve USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including giant seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water. Yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese. Your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Governor Jack Dalrymple, in a little bit. You marry Monday, too, with Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Vice President for Public Affairs, Jerome Richter. We always have fun conversations. Get you to think a little bit. We'll be doing that a little later on as well in the program today. On a You Merry Monday, so it should be good fun. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. Yes, $650 check has your name on it right there. Todd, Manny, Rev, so many others in our audience. Right there at B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. And, of course, Verizon is that name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And up to $650 is yours right now when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. So if you're not on the largest, most reliable network, maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement, maybe you left Verizon and realized the other guy's network just didn't live up to the hype, come on in and get all the details on this. Call or visit a B-Mobile location, and they'll hook you up. They're everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. BMobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. So we can't find the clips. I guess the only clip we found was the KX had a clip of the governor's candidates, Dwayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, and Paul Storm facing off in Crosby on Saturday on the budget. But that, honestly, was kind of boring. The best moment was when they were each able to ask each other a question, okay, at the end of this. Sponsored by the North Dakota Newspaper Association, by the way. Doug Burgum starts out by pointing out that Wayne Stengem's salary had increased by $80,000 in his 16 years as Attorney General, and the agency's budget had grown significantly. So he says, quote, "What is it about the job you've done in the last 16 years that puts you in a position to help rein in the state spending?" Stengem quipped, "I'm not going to work for free because I know what my time is worth." Referencing the Burgum campaign pledge to not take a salary if elected governor, Stengem adding he helped make tough budget decisions during his 24 years in the legislature, then as Attorney General worked with the legislators to improve public safety, saying people are willing to invest in public safety. Stengem gets his turn. He tells Burgum the chief reason more people don't run for political office is they fear their opponent will run negative, dishonest ads against them. So he said, "Do you know what Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment is? Do not speak ill of a fellow Republican. And are you willing to abide by it and take your campaign on the high road?" Which then led to sparring back and forth between the two candidates about personal attacks and campaign advertising, which each claimed the other had made. Paul Sorum then says, "For a minute, I thought a hockey game was going to break up. These two need to get into the penalty box." So a little bit of the exchange I promised I'd share from Crosby. Amy Dalrymple covered that for Forum News Service, and we thank her for that good report. Larry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, Obama has given Trump a tremendous opportunity to unify the Republican Party. Why not have Trump and Cruz do a media announcement this afternoon and have Cruz go down to South Carolina and have Cruz defend the state against Obama? When you think about it, all these voters out there, everybody's been part of a family and has boys or girls and wouldn't want their children to be put into a situation. This is just an unbelievable gift. It's either going to show Donald Trump's leadership, or if he's quiet on the whole issue, his lack of leadership. So I think he has a great opportunity to take advantage of this situation and bring Cruz into the situation, one of the top legal minds. I'm really curious to watch to see how Donald Trump plays this.
That's so darn good of a suggestion that I'm going to ask Manny to pull that clip out. We'll send it down to the Trump folks and see if they take your advice. Great idea. I mean, think of the media attention on that. You're going to dispatch a rival, who has been fighting you to go down and use his legal mind. Some folks say Trump ought to appoint Ted Cruz to the Supreme Court. I'd love it. I'd love him to announce it right now. It'd give everybody fits. It'd be perfect. It would rally conservatives. Be a great idea. This would be another way to be a little precursor to that. Send him down there to fight for North Carolina, because this isn't about, dislike of the transgender lifestyle. It's not about that at all. It's about basic common sense. It's about the federal government not being able to bully the states and the 10th Amendment. They can do this on this issue. What else are they going to use it on? And they're using it on many, energy and other things. Great, great suggestion, Larry. Appreciate it. Another comment from a listener that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that time.
Good morning. I wanted to comment on the North Carolina thing. Where's Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan? Why ain't they standing up against this and saying, well, if you want to bully North Carolina, we can bully you. We'll take all your funds away from this and that and everything else. This is a constitutional right for states to have to say over things like this, not Barack. So, thanks. That's my comment. Bye.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And I agree with you. I think Paul Ryan and others, Mitch McConnell, could do the same thing, just what the previous caller suggested. Get in the fight. Get in the middle of this. They really should. I think a lot of them are going to not touch it. But I love this fight between Trump and Hillary Clinton. I'd love it between the Republicans in Congress and the Democrats. When you're fighting for states' rights, you're fighting on the side of the founders. There's nothing wrong with that. Kurt says, if the federal government insists states allow anyone to use any bathroom, then they shouldn't have anything to say if states that allow firearms to be carried into any of these bathrooms, right? Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes, by the way. Jim says, so why does a guy who thinks he's a girl have more rights than a girl who is a girl by birth? I also think the woman will take care of themselves by throwing the guy out, beating him up. if needed, or have someone stand by the door guarding. Yeah, it's kind of sad it's come to that, but it has. All good insight, as always, from our fine listeners, for the most part here today, on What's on Your Mind. Thank you very much.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.